Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot them like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, plus I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on, bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich, is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe, they can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango, cause I be hopper, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat, and I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers, and a slew of my latest verses, and a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, you're talking to the, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah Chico, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, I'm that guy. Hey y'all, look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo, don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey yo, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo.
Welcome to Wrestling Myth Factor Radio for March 4th, 2021. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. This young lady making a name for herself, very young in this business, turn it up in the indie scene. She's the feature. Give it up for Eve Levine.
Again, I'm sorry I'm late to this call. I was taking an AP English exam.
No worries, no worries here. Yeah, that's more central.
Yep. Yep, high school during a pandemic is not the most fun. I'm sorry.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, my kids are the same way.
I relate to them.
Yep, I was saying, where in this shit? This won't be over. I guess not.
I hope soon. Vaccines.
Yeah.
Vaccines are pumping out. I'm hoping it's done soon.
Right. Awesome. Welcome to Wrestling Myth Factor Radio. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you for hosting me.
You're welcome. Also, do you have an athletic background before the pro wrestling?
I've been an amateur wrestler for 4 years. It'll be approaching 5 pretty soon. And, yeah, that's about my athletic background. I'm an All-American, placed at state, on state, wrestled regionals and nationals. So that's been pretty hefty background in amateur wrestling.
We see also, and you actually do a very good German suplex also.
What'd you say?
You do a perfect German suplex.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been working on it for a while.
Yes. It just reminded me how Brock Lesnar was an amateur wrestler also. along with other legends like Kurt Angle, the Steiner Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to wrestle those people. They'd probably squash me like a pea.
Oh, they say Suplex City.
I'm going to take the girls to it.
Awesome. Also, who idolized you into getting into the business?
As a kid, I think I was a really big fan of Lita. I liked watching Beth Phoenix, Kurt Angle. He was mostly in his heel run and then TNA when I was younger, but I liked to watch him. I also really was a big fan of Melina and Jazz as well. So I think those are a good bunch of people that heavily inspired me as a pro wrestler.
Awesome. They are very good with their craft and for years. Also, what is like being a pro wrestler around your classmates and stuff? What are their thoughts on that?
For some reason, they all think I'm making a whole bunch of money or something like that. And they all refer to indie wrestling as WWE. And I just have to always tell the difference between which and which, because indie wrestling is a whole industry. WWE is it's a company. But a lot of the people around me are supportive of it. They knew I was a big fan of it, and they knew that that's how I got into amateur wrestling. So more people are just happy that I finally took that extra step into being a pro wrestler.
Awesome. Hey, they get to carry your bags probably. <That's cool.
laughs> Yeah, no, I'm not cool enough for people to carry my bags.
Yes, that's awesome. I always ask that question with a young person like you. I'm being in the wrestling biz.
Yeah, no, I'm carrying everybody else's bags.
All right. And who were your trainers while trying also for wrestling?
Right now I train at Firestar and AML. So I have Josh Gary. He was the first coach I had. He taught me a lot of my basics. And then Timmy Lou Renton, who's taught me so much about character and the financial aspect, and he taught me a whole bunch of really fun moves that keep the crowd going. And then LeBron Cozone, who's been trying to, I guess, clean up some of the mistakes that I make very often. He's been very helpful in improving my bumps and the way I run ropes and stuff like that. So they've all had equal share in just fixing and improving me as a wrestler. I'm grateful to them all.
Yes. Yes, Timmy is scheduled. We're going to reschedule his interview. He'll be on the show very soon. Timmy Lou Redding.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yes.
He's pretty cool, so that'd be a really awesome interview.
Yes. And I noticed also you're a good athlete, and you even got the size. I would say you 5'7", at least.
At least, yes. I'm a bit bigger than that. I wrestle 170 in high school, plus I'm 5'9", so, yeah, in person, I'm quite big.
Wow.
That's probably the biggest comment I get, is that I am bigger in person than most people envisioned.
Yes. Wow. Yep, you're definitely Charlotte Flair's height, almost.
Yeah, not nearly as jacked as her, but about that tall, yeah.
Right. Awesome. What's your memories of your first ever debut match?
My first ever debut match was actually with my friend. His wrestling name is Baby Lotion Brown, and it was ridiculous, honestly. We were both really green at the time. Well, we both still are really green, but it was just kind of a fun, like, kind of comedy match, and I had a good time doing it. It was intergender, so the crowd was all on my side, and it was just really fun.
Awesome. Also, what type of music artists you listen to while you training in the gym, preparing for your matches coming up?
So I'm a really big heavy metal listener. So anything from like Children of Bodom to Five Finger Death Punch. Sometimes if I want to feel like I am that chick, I'll listen to like Megan Thee Stallion because she's a freaking queen and she be making you feel like a bad chick. But mainly heavy metal and just anything that has like a really good fast paced beat to it.
Wow. Let's get ratchet. Let's get ratchet.
I mean, it'd be like that. It really do be like that sometimes.
All right. Awesome. What is like working with ACR?
Oh, she's really nice. I mean, there's not much to really say. She's very professional. She's a nice lady. She's very helpful in the ring. I was very nervous to wrestle her, but she led me in a better direction, and she taught me a little bit more on how to bring my character out into the ring more. So I like her a lot. So I'm very grateful to her. And I have seen improvements in my match since. So matches, to be more specific.
Awesome. Yes, definitely ring psychology is good, definitely.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And she gave me a little bit of a talk on that because that was only my third match, so I didn't know much about what it was at the time.
Awesome. Also, what was like working with Caden Pierce?
Oh my gosh, he is amazing. He's just all around fabulous and dramatic, and everything about him is amazing. He managed to make my mom a fan of his, and he was my opponent, which just made me laugh so uncontrollably.
Right. Wow.
So he gets to have the whole title of "My mom likes you better than me." So.
Awesome. And he has a lot of agility, and his kicks are off the charts right there.
Man, he almost kicked my head off at one point. I got lucky, because he didn't. But, like, them long legs got some power behind it. Won't even lie.
Yes. Awesome. He's definitely an amazing guy, an amazing worker also.
Yeah, I do think so, too. I feel like he deserves a lot more attention than he gets, honestly.
Yes. And I do see an AEW future with him, basically. Could be soon.
Hey, he deserves to be at the top. He's just all around a super charismatic guy. He's super talented in the ring. He's just amazing.
Awesome. Also, what's your thoughts of Ella Envy?
What did you say?
What's your thoughts on working with Ella Envy?
I mean, that was pretty fun. It was the fourth match I had. It was really good. I improved a lot in my ring technique, and it was just nice to go back and forth with someone who's that much of a heel. I see where I need to improve on that match, and that's my issue, not hers. And I'm glad that I had that match. I look forward to wrestling her again. Hopefully I'll win that time.
Yes. Also, what is it like being on the same card with Impact Wrestling, Su Young?
Nerve-wracking because she is such a star, and it's scary to talk to someone who's, like, that big. But she's a very friendly lady.
Yes.
But, definitely. Yeah, nerve-wracking all around because she is – her star shines brighter than anything.
Yes, it's amazing.
Hi, Kurt.
I love her characters. Even with Sue, and I think the other one, Sue Ann.
Mm-hmm. Actually, at the next Jewel show, we should be having another Impact star, Jazz, which is going to be really insane. I look forward to getting to learn from her at her seminar, and she'll be wrestling Savannah Evans, which should be a really, really intense match to see. And hopefully you will be seeing me on that card. I don't know who I'll be wrestling, but hey, I'll make the best out of any match I get.
Yes. You never know. The good luck could be going to you working with Jazz.
Well, I'm not really working her. I'm just going to be going to her seminar, learning from her. It'll be very nice to see her because I liked watching her as a kid. My mom watched her when she was in her young adult phase. So that's going to be very nostalgic for her.
Yes. Yes, the former WWE Women's Champion and NWA Women's Champion.
Uh-huh.
Also, what's any future talent you want to work with down the line?
I'd like to work with Trisha Dore pretty soon. She's the Pan-African champion. She's just all around a very powerful black woman. She recently wrestled on Beyond an intergender match, and it was so, so wild to watch. It was really good, so I'd recommend watching her stuff. I think another person I'd like to work, Sue Young. She's super cool. She's a super nice lady. And any match she's in is always a banger. Maybe a Jordynne Grace match because she's such a powerful woman and she's just so talented and all that stuff.
Yes. Yeah, she's definitely a very good talent, and she started the business as a kid also at the age of 15 and been doing it for almost 10 years now.
Well, I'm not lucky enough to where I started at 15, but hey, I got it at 16.
Right. Awesome.
But honestly, it's awesome seeing people get into the business a lot younger. I don't feel as awkward because now I see other people who are around my age or sometimes even younger.
Yes. That's the best thing about pro wrestling. They do the early recruits and they do the, they draft them in basically. Like, it's just like the NBA of pro wrestling.
It really is.
Yes.
It gives a lot more longevity to young careers. We'll be seeing younger people out for a longer time because we've had them for so long. And hopefully that's what happens with my career because I'd like to be in people's faces for as long as possible.
Right. And I know that it's so many, like music has a big influence on pro wrestling, and we've seen it so many times with Bad Bunny or and others right there, even a lot of my listeners that don't even follow wrestling, they thinking some of my previous guests were actually in the music business because they have the looks right there. But it's basically working. Basically, it's always working. A big crossover, basically the women wrestling movement.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of a list of your alums. You've had a lot of cool names on your show.
Yes, a whole
lot.
Just
like Cedric Alexander on your show at one point. That had to be super cool, especially considering where he is now.
Yes. He's an amazing worker, and I remember him from the Ring of Honor days and up to the WWE days, basically, and he can wrestle any type of style, basically.
Yeah, he's super versatile. You're really lucky you got to get to know him at that such a young, early stage in his career.
Yes. Even Aaliyah, that's in WWE now, from NXT, Aaliyah, not the Rey Mysterio daughter, Aaliyah.
No, who you're talking about.
Yep. Yes, yeah, she started this. I gave her first ever interview right there, and after that, WWE picked her up, basically, like most of my... 80% of my guests right there And I guess,
well, hopefully I'll be following suit with them.
I guess Triple H advisors been listening to the show, or Triple H himself doing so much recruiting all over the world and indie wrestling.
I mean, hey, it's the best time to be an indie wrestler. There's so many versatile talents that offer so many different things.
Yes. It's like a draft, basically. They're going to, like, AEW, Scouting, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, Major League Wrestling, New Japan, and Stardom. It's
Heck, Stardom
amazing
is really
right
cool
there.
To watch, too.
Yes, definitely. And that dojo in Japan is awesome and amazing. So much information to learn and everything.
Hopefully I'll get to be one of the few that goes there.
Yes.
You don't see too many black people wrestling in Japan, so I'd like to join the rare few that have.
Yes, that's amazing. Yes. Yeah, those talents are amazing, and even Nyla Rose, that used to be a previous guest alumni. She was she went over there also. Then AEW, recruited her.
Maybe they are watching your show and taking notes about people they should get, because most of your guests really have been snatched up, haven't they?
Yes, and definitely with TNA, that's now still Impact Wrestling. I still have a strong relationship with them, and I basically promoted all their shows and events. It was basically Dixie Carter gave me a lot of credit.
Well, congratulations to you.
Yes. It's like more support for pro wrestling right there. We need more of that right there. And it's coming back. Like, you know, like they said with Ronald, but Donald Trump, make America great, but pro wrestling great again right there.
It's really great right now. I'll say the only thing that has been an issue is this pandemic, but that's been affecting everything. But even with the pandemic,
yes,
it's nice to see how different promotions are adding a more cinematic feel to pro wrestling. Like that Firefly Funhouse match, or when Sue Young and Suzy were in the same building together. It's really nice to see this new
yes
cinematic approach with there's less crowd.
Right. Right. They're doing a little bit. They're taking from Lucha Underground right there. They're the sci-fi part right there.
I freaking loved Lucha Underground. I really wish they'd come out with another season.
Yes, me too, right there. What it seemed like, MLW has Mel Mortez signed, and a few others also from AAA that was in that Lucha Underground, and we could see a theme come back in certain areas, and really they paved the way for, you know, the Impact Wrestling and WWE doing these like David Copperfield storylines of disappearing and stuff, reappearing. It's just been amazing right there.
It really is, and it's nothing we've ever had in pro wrestling before, because there's never been the right situation for it, so it's nice to see this new adjustment.
Yeah. And I just remember during the early 90s, they had something similar to that with Alyssa Bliss. You had the Papa Shango, when Godfather was Papa Shango, and he did his pseudo magic on the Ultimate Warrior right there, and Warriors ended up being sick right there during his segment. And that was amazing.
I remember
amazing
my
right
mom
there
mentioned something like that.
Yes. You know, I thought I was seeing a flashback last week from it.
Hey, it's a nice throwback.
I said, what? Randy Orton is a warrior in this part. And it's amazing that how the merchandise for the kids' Fire Funhouse went up basically. They bought the puppets and everything, and it's amazing.
That's
one of the best segments. Yes. The best segments on Raw, and even from the last year, WrestleMania.
Heck, I was really intrigued watching it the entire time. Of course, everybody else was too. It's nice seeing how they've had Alexa Bliss evolve in this with her thing with Randy Orton, especially.
Yes, and I think she can be the female Bray Wyatt and even take her act to maybe the SmackDown roster to be with the women there. That would be awesome right there.
Hey, it'd be awesome. It seems like more edgy stuff is coming into wrestling again, so maybe we're going into a little pre-attitude era again or something like that.
Yes. It's amazing, and so many signings showing up in both companies. It's amazing. People want to know who's going there, who's going where. It reminds me of the attitude era right there.
Mhm. And I really like the element of surprise, the fact that we don't know where people are going anymore, unless you follow wrestling rumors or something like that.
Exactly. And it's like so many, they have so many people signed. I think maybe it got to be around 300 now. It's because they recently signed 50, basically. Even previous guest Cameron Renee also, that was on the show a couple years back, was signed.
Mm-hmm. It's really awesome to see more people getting the opportunity to wrestle on a bigger stage, because it also opens up the market for newer indie wrestlers, more of them to build themselves up on the indie scene. So.
Yes, with more jobs, and this could be payoff with the Peacock deal right there, that we could see more wrestling content on that also.
I'm glad wrestling's more accessible now. Hopefully the fan base can become a lot wider, because after a certain period of time, it narrowed down. Maybe this is the chance for it to broaden again.
Yes.
Especially with
if they can watch cable news, they can invest in pro wrestling right there.
Mm-hmm. I like the accessibility of it. Plus, you're seeing a whole.
Yeah, exactly. And the bumps and everything is legit right there, and these injuries right there. So many injuries, just like football and other sports.
The bumps are pretty rough, but that comes with being a pro wrestler.
Yes, and I think this will get the. It will start growing real soon. It's picking up one by one, basically, because even with the Big Show signing with AEW, and they have another surprise on a pay-per-view that would bring in more pay-per-view buzz.
More big names coming in, too, into wrestling. Like, you're seeing people who are so recognizable, like Shaq and Bow Wow, that are starting to pop into the wrestling world. It's kind of reminding me of back in, like, what was it, the 70s, when Cyndi Lauper started to come into WWE a little bit? Maybe this can bring it back to that peak time.
Yep, Rock and Wrestling. That was amazing right there, and she was had tons of charisma also. And I could see it expand from that right there. It's amazing because there's women wrestlers coming from the music industry that's now wrestling also, and they doing both. It's actually working right there. Like Elias right there, he expanded his audience in music and pro wrestling all in one.
Yeah, I think it does open up to a new market. I wish we could see more of his music and stuff, but hey, it's at least starting the conversation of adding different fan bases into it.
Yes. It is amazing.
Like
I heard one of his songs. Yes. iTunes right there. It was Yes, I heard one of his songs entirely right there. It was amazing also.
It also kind of relates to, like, how you're seeing different sports coming into wrestling, like Gronkowski or Cain Velasquez. You're seeing different sports coming into wrestling, freaking Snoop Dogg's coming into wrestling. I just look forward to seeing a whole bunch of people who haven't been introduced to wrestling get more well-versed into it.
Yes, definitely from an MMA background, the UFC. For over 24 years now, you had the Ken Shamrocks of the world, Dan Severns, the Ronda Rouseys, and even Shayna Baszler, that's a previous guest of the show, and she's a badass, basically, in both sports.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't want to run into her on a bad day, so.
I don't think not. Even Nyla Jax is coming out of her show, even also as a women's wrestler also, and she plays the good bully on there, basically.
Can you repeat what you said?
She plays the very good heel bully of the tag team.
Yes, she does.
Yes. And it's so many opportunities on both shows. Even NXT is an art, basically. Amazing show also.
See, I feel like it's not even a development brand anymore. It's just its own separate brand because their talent seems all so equaled out. They're all at such a peak performance.
Yes. And their national championship is a major belt on that show also, and along with the Cruiserweight belt, and they stepping it up right now.
You are seeing a lot more stepping up. Maybe that's because of the bigger competition range that there is in pro wrestling now with more companies getting known. But, yeah, I like seeing the more competitiveness of this industry.
Yes, there's so much out there, basically, to watch right there. And I usually have to do my studying while I do other things from work, basically, and it's not easy right there.
It is not.
Wow.
But that's where you got to have your character. You got to stand out on your own because, heck, what makes me stand out from other women in this industry that are on the indies, you don't see too many amateur wrestlers that are female, at least. You don't see that anymore. And you don't see much of just pure grappling. You see more high-flying moves, which there's nothing wrong with it. It's just heights aren't my thing or anything like that. So
yes.
I think that's just more the wrestler's responsibility to stand out in that situation, in competition.
Yes.
Because sadly, you will get left behind if you don't keep up.
Right. Yes, there's so many women coming from a lot of backgrounds. From basketball, even a gymnastic also, because Melissa Bliss came from that before wrestling. Even softball right there was Camille from NWA Power and. So many, she was a basketball player also, as well as stuff, and a baseball player.
Yeah, she's a straight powerhouse. That would be another fun dream match.
Yes. And her character is so intimidated when you see her right there. You would think that she's I don't want to mess with her in real life, and all of a sudden she's... You see her talk, she's a sweetheart right there. It's amazing.
Yeah, she's very phenomenal. She's very powerful. She almost reminds me of a New Age China or something like that.
Yeah, that's it right there. It reminds me of that right there. that bodyguard right there, and I think she was also a bodybuilder also. That's another, just like a few dirty women also that came into the sport of pro wrestling also. Fitness, and it works so many times, even because of even with Katie Forbes, she was part of she came from fitness to bodybuilder, and right there you see her working Impact Wrestling, and it's a lot of others that's following us. It's just amazing. Pro wrestling is starting to expand everywhere. Basically, it's like that's the new career. I see more than like I would compare it to independent music artists also, like with their women, they got a women's movement now also, and on the scene right there, and it's the women movement is still continue to grow everywhere.
Yeah, I'm excited to see all the growth and see how people evolve. I'm interested to see how my character is going to evolve. I've even been trying to think about that more because, you know, like I said, if you don't evolve with this business, you're going to get left behind. Actually, that's why I've been trying to study people like Chris Jericho, who've been in this industry for decades now, and they've always stayed fresh in mind. So just want to study more how you can stay fresh and just stay into people.
Yes, and he still looks young for his age also. It's just amazing.
Yeah, he's always stayed super interesting, and I'm just trying to study how he's evolved and what methods I can take to eventually evolve my character.
Yes, and he's an amazing singer also from Fozzy.
What did you say?
And he's amazing. He's also an amazing musician also.
Yeah, he is. I like his music a lot.
Yes.
I think my favorite song by Fozzy is Lights Go Out.
Yes. It's just amazing. That's like the theme of the number one theme of pro wrestling. It's all, yep, on AEW.
Yeah, it's really cool seeing people's real lives come into their professional wrestling lives. I think it kind of blinds the difference between character and reality and makes it feel a little bit more real and more personal.
Yes. And I just want to see more wrestlers go into the movie part also. And I can see even the ones like Su Young and even Rosemary right there, they'll be a good part to go right into acting right there for like sci-fi horror movies.
Hey, maybe they will. I actually just recently saw some kind of music video that came in my recommendations. It was called Sue Young, and it was actually her in the music video. So maybe she will go into it, acting and something like that.
Wow. Yes.
It was a really cool. It was a good song. I kind of liked watching it. I don't remember the artist that made it, but it was a good listen. I'd say try to find it if you can.
Yes, I'll definitely check it out. Do you have is it tough working in wrestling during the pandemic in the ring?
Well, I made my debut during the pandemic, so I haven't experienced the pro wrestling life outside of it yet. So I don't actually know. I've never had a pro wrestling life that wasn't in the pandemic. I assume it would be a little bit easier because there's more people you can deal with. Capacity can reach its full max. So you have all those people around you. You can have more fan interaction. Because I think that's the one thing that bothered me is how little I've gotten to talk to people. It's mainly on social media, but I don't see many in person, sadly. And part of that's just because of North Carolina's laws when it comes to capacity. But, hey, I'll figure out whenever this dang pandemic is over.
Yes, look, you see Texas and Mississippi opening up only next week.
good luck to them.
Yes.
I hope
and
things go well
for
them.
Right, yeah. Yes. And I predict Florida is going to be the next one right there because of this WrestleMania right there. Vince wants the whole capacity to sell out. He don't want 50% of the capacity. He wants 100%.
Hey, more power to him. I just hope no one gets sick in the process.
Yeah, me neither. Well, he's going to use for cautious because he's not even he's doing his business more online and everything. That he's doing the booking and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's amazing guy even behind the scenes and also and he don't like no type of germs or nothing or that's a shoot right there even. Even nobody.
Well, I still want that. I hate germs too.
Yes, me too. And even he goes wild once any of his talent sneeze. And I remember Brody Lee brought that up also with his once he went to the Dark Order on AEW, and it was hilarious. That's another amazing guy that we all miss.
Yeah, it's Pat and Luzo. Fuck.
Yes.
Heck, the promotions I've been at, they've taken a lot of precaution to make sure that no germs or anything has been dealt with. Like, at the places that I train, that there's COVID tests that are required monthly, so.
That's good. We see that AEW did a very good job of it also, and Impact, and, you know, they barely had any cases, maybe like one or two finally, and they've been doing good with it. And because they don't want no type of, you know, fans there.
Yeah.
And even Ring of Honor, yes.
I mean, there's not
and
much
Ring
to really
say. Yes. And Ring of Honor look more like an amateur wrestling field. I mean, like, they doing more, like, amazing stuff, like it looked more like a professional right there. Like when you see the show right now without no fans, they look more, you know, it looked like you would think they'd be shooting on one another in the ring and stuff with their work rate.
Like, I love watching Ring of Honor stuff. You never know where things are going to go. You never know where you are in that match. Like, you don't know if you're in the heat,
yeah.
Comeback. Just nice seeing it.
Yes.
I'd like to eventually get to Ring of Honor one day. I like to see I'd like seeing some of their tournaments, more of their pure wrestling.
Yes. And they got a good women's wrestling division also.
They really do.
Also, would you like to plug any of your upcoming shows for the listeners out there?
Oh. Yeah, let me pull up my calendar. So March 13th, I do not know who my opponent will be, but I will be wrestling at American Lucha. I look forward to it, and whoever comes up is getting beat. Let's keep it real. I'm the All-American. I have accolades that say I'm going to tear someone's tail up. So whoever steps in is going down. And then March 14th, I will be at Excalibur Pro Wrestling. You guys can watch that on Facebook Live. I also don't know who I'll be wrestling. But again, I'm ready for anybody. Anybody can catch the smoke. So it is what it is. And then again, March 21st is Jewels of Wrestling. You guys will get to see Jazz and Savannah Evans go at it, which is going to be absolutely bonkers, and it will be a banger. I also do not know who I'm wrestling for that. So let's just look forward to see whatever I do. And then March 27th, I believe I will be wrestling Ella Envy again. And I'm going to take her out. I'm not here for the games.
Amazing. And definitely, I love you. You got very good promos also. Now that's a promo right there.
That was a promo?
Yes.
I get excited talking about matches, so it wasn't me trying to really do a promo. I just get really ecstatic whenever I get to talk about pro wrestling, especially when I realize that I'm living my dream and I get to have matches on like a bi-weekly or weekly basis.
Yes. That is awesome right there. And hopefully school is basically, they trying to get hybrid learning back. Some students are already in school right now with hybrid learning in certain areas.
Actually, North Carolina hybrid learning is a thing right now. It's trash.
Wow.
Coming from a student standpoint, I just cannot get down with it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we wish this coronavirus would disappear ASAP.
Yep. People need to hurry up, pump out them vaccines, take care of themselves and their health. As soon as that all happens, wrestling can go back to being what it was, and I can finally experience what the industry is like in a regular situation.
Yes. And it seems like the face mask is like the most popular thing right now ever since the pandemic.
It
different
really
types of face masks. Yes.
Heck, it benefits to be a luchador right now. You got your face covered.
Yes. I remember going in at the first using the Jessica Havoc face mask when the pandemic started.
Heck, it's fitting because she's been wearing that thing on her face for a while, and now it's the perfect time to have it.
Exactly.
I think
we was all joking about
the with it on, but it's really fitting.
Yes, exactly. Even with you see the Retribution right there, they have the types of face masks too. Also, the Bane one also.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Retribution, I think, doesn't have masks nearly as cool as Jessica Havoc, but hey, it's still safe.
Yes. It's getting there. And when I was like looking at a past episode of Impact Wrestling with the Aces of Eights, and I remember they came in with their own face mask. I said they're the ones that paved the way right now for the face mask styles.
They really did. Seeing how face masks used to be a fashion trend and now it's just a requirement.
Right.
Oh, how times have evolved. It's kind of sad almost.
Yes. Yeah, we definitely wish everybody would take care of their health during this pandemic, do the right thing, six feet social distance, the best possible and everything, avoid large crowds, and we can all beat this this disease.
Yes, we can. And get your vaccines when you can, because no vaccine has ever really done any harm now, so why would it now?
Definitely. The Johnson & Johnson, the best one, I like that one more than Pfizer. When they say 100%, they are ready to go right there. They're ready to they want things to open up ASAP before this year's over.
Heck, I hope things can open up as long as people are still safe about it. Because it would be nice to have a wrestling show that is at full capacity. I've never experienced that.
Yes. And it's amazing how they even pipe the crowd noise on Raw and Impact right there. And it's amazing. You would think there's so many people in the it's actually there.
It is really cool that they do it. It helps put you in the setting of back when there really were crowds there. So I think that's kind of that factor that makes me still interested, because it's kind of sad not seeing people in the crowds.
Yeah, it is right there. Yeah. And it's amazing how Kevin Owens even, like, was, like, waving at a fan that was at home and that was when he was going to the ring and stuff.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. It made me laugh.
Yep, and also, yeah, we're running out of time. Would you like to, you can come back to the show anytime for anything.
Awesome. I'd love to be back here again.
Yes, you're going to have more wrestling resumes coming up.
Well, really, thank you for hosting me. This is a really fun interview. I haven't really done many of these yet because I'm really new, so thanks for having me, dude.
It's an honor. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hopefully I'll follow suit with everyone else that's been on your show soon.
Right. And you can come back anytime, and you just have a enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Have a good night. Oh,
all right,
also follow me at Eve Levine Pro on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, check her out. Check her work and everything, even her matches. And,
okay, thank you.
All right, you have a stay safe.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.